KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's Economic Development Department says it will carry out targeted inspections across the province to check if tuck shops and spaza shops are following the law. The department says it will be flushing out expired goods, counterfeit products and repackaged food items. It will involve the Office of the Consumer Protector in KZN, national regulators, as well as law enforcement agencies. The department says the inspections will also look at providing educational support to businesses to promote compliance. At the same time, the mayor of Ladysmith has warned locals who register spaza shops on behalf of foreign nationals will be punished. President Cyril Ramaphosa has given vendors 21 days to register their businesses with their local municipalities. Mayor Zama Sibisi says municipal officials are monitoring the process to prevent illegal registrations.
The government is the one who will give instructions on what to do with those who be found guilty of that crime. But we, as the municipality, if we found you doing that, we'll be forced to take away your permit from trading in Alfred Duma municipality.
In breaking news this afternoon, the ANC's National Disciplinary Committee of Appeal has upheld the decision to expel Jacob Zuma from the party. The former president was suspended by the ANC in January after endorsing the Umkhonto weSizwe party ahead of the general elections. He was officially expelled in July. Last month, the former president appealed. In a statement this afternoon, the ANC says Zuma's actions undermined the movement's cohesion and unity at a crucial period. KZN's MEC for Education, Siphohlo Muka, says matric exams in the province's prisons have gone off without any major hiccups like papers being leaked. He joined officials at Westville Prison in Durban to inspect the last week of exams.
We must really appreciate the role played by the senior officials, especially under exam led by a doctor. What can say also good to you. So far, there is no case here cheating. There is no case up to a performance impact. We should go to our systems who are watertight.
And wealthy nations have offered $250 billion a year to help poorer nations hit hardest by global warming as UN climate talks in Azerbaijan go into overtime. But they faced immediate calls to give more. Developing nations are demanding a bigger commitment from historic polluters most responsible for warming, saying the target shows contempt for their vulnerable people. The rich countries are insisting that massive financial pledges are not politically realistic. The draft text has also set an ambitious overall target to raise at least $1.3 trillion per year by the year 2035 from not only developed countries, but the private sector. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dino Mpahlele.